Seven!
Oh, I hear you.
Sarada!
Zabit, you know what happened.
I can hear you, Sarada.
How are you,
Zabit? Oh, okay, thank you so much. And you yourself? Yeah.
Would you feel more... Would you feel more comfortable if I called you Dr. Zabit?
Oh.
Yes. No.
Not really. Just call me Zamet if you like.
No, don't take offense by it. Zamet is endearing, really.
It's endearing, really.
Oh, thank you so much for the courtesy, sir.
The fact that I know your name is, you know, there's many people in our world claim knowledgeable in the afterlife, and I always champion you, Zamin, and say, well, you ain't a Zamin, get over here.
Thank you. Thank you for your support, Sarada.
Well, you know, Zamin, I work with you often.
All right.
I don't always agree with some of your methods and some of your ideas, but,
right.
Well, what can I say, Zamin, you're a champion for our world, and we're most grateful.
More than happy to do the work, Sarada.
You know, I believe I may have said this to you before. If ever you decide to write another book, I'll co-write it with you from the spirit world.
Oh, right.
Wonderful idea.
A wonderful idea.
You know,
let's do
be a lawyer and a scientist.
Right.
Lawyer and a scientist.
On the afterlife. That's an excellent title for a book. A lawyer and a scientist on the afterlife.
You know, we work wonders with my writing ability, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you
influencing
him, Sir Arthur?
Well, of course I
have. When he writes his commentaries.
You can't put all of that down to Zamin on his own.
Well, this is, I keep telling Wendy, I said, I don't know where this writing is coming from, but I think it's really good.
Well, Zamin, now you know, you're influenced by Conan Doyle.
Oh, thank you so
wonderful,
much.
Wonderful, Sir Arthur. Yes, absolutely wonderful.
Put that in the Friday report. That would stir a few of the bugs up.
I sure will. I'll include that next Friday's report.
And you know, don't you, Sammy, that it doesn't matter what all of those skeptics say. One day or another, they'll get their proof.
That's right.
Absolutely. We know this. We know that one day they'll get the proof.
But you know, I've said it to you before. I think you waste far too much time on those skeptics. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, of course.
What's the percentage of skeptics, would you say?
Oh, 5%?
Well, why waste time on 5%?
But
when you can be much more helpful to the 95%? Who would more benefit from such a great mind that you have?
Well, thank you for the compliment, but don't you think it's reasonable to give only 5% of my time to the skeptics?
No. With a man of your intellect, Lamette, you will not bother waste your time with those people whom you'll never convince.
Oh, quite so. Ah, look, it's my amusement in a way, really.
Ah, so now we have to talk about proving your amusement, Sammy.
Absolutely.
Well, in that case, carry on, my friend. Amuse yourself to your heart's content.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I better go now.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Sir Arthur.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good night.
Welcome.